Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner with you. If you want to give us a call, 537-1350-866-776-1350. We've gotten a lot of questions over the last couple of days about K-State basketball, its future, given the new news that Brad Underwood is the new coach of Illinois. And within about 10 minutes or so of the news breaking on Saturday, I tweeted out that I didn't see how this move could be anything but a positive for those who want Brad Underwood to coach K-State at some point in time. I would back off on that a little bit now, but I'm certainly not saying that it's an overwhelming negative. I just think that there are some factors in play that could be things that make it easier for him to return at some point. And again, when I say at some point, I'm not saying next week or next season, maybe not within the next couple seasons, but potentially 3, 4, 5 years down the road, something like that, after he has had some time at Illinois, because it's just not realistic to expect him to take three different jobs in 3 years if K-State were to make a change to the head coaching situation a year from now, and that certainly isn't a guarantee either. But I do look at it this way. Number one, simply put, it's easier to leave for a school that is not in your conference than a school that is. And one of the big selling points for Oklahoma State to Brad Underwood when he was brought in, and he said this, was that Oklahoma State has a very K-State-ish feel to it. It's a, you know, it's an ag school. It is a school that is in a little bit smaller town than the other, you know, big in-state school. Manhattan, a little bit smaller than Lawrence. Lawrence, obviously, the proximity to Kansas City, with Oklahoma State being in Stillwater, a little bit separated from Norman and Oklahoma City, everything like that. I mean, there are some legitimate similarities between those two programs and the history that they have. I think that if you look at the prestige of Oklahoma State and the prestige of K-State, they are very similar. And so it would have been a little bit tougher, I think, to get him to leave Oklahoma State for K-State versus a team that is outside of the Big 12. The other thing I would say is, obviously, when the news first came out, one of my first thoughts is, okay, well, there's no more buyout, or at least the buyout that there was at Oklahoma State, which was $6 million, is going to be significantly less. That did not turn out to be the case. It is a $7.3 million buyout now, which is a pretty crazy number, although it will drop the longer that Underwood stays at Illinois. But I'll say this. I don't know if K-State was ever going to come up with $6 million for that buyout in the first place, but if they were, if they were actually willing to put that together, they're probably not going to stop at $6 million. They probably would go ahead and go up to 7.3 if they were actually going to seriously consider six. And the comparison I thought of for this is, if you're going to go out and buy a TV, you need a new TV, and your budget's $400, and there's a great TV out there for $450, you're going to pay $450 for the great TV, are you not? You're going to find a way to come up with that extra money.
Yeah, what's the brand?
I mean, maybe digging into it a little bit too closely there. I'll say I like Samsung. We'll say Samsung. Although I don't know if you can find a Samsung TV for $400 or $450. But you see what I'm saying. If K-State was actually going to come up with $6 million, they're probably going to find a way to come up with 7.3 if they come up, if they decide that that's the route that they want to go. So the new buyout number does not scare me off as much as it does some people.
But what hurts K-State is the price tag Illinois gave Brad Underwood.
Per season, yeah, sure. $3 million a season, that's a pretty high number. I did have someone say there's no chance that K-State makes this happen because Bill Snyder is only making 1.8. Well, Bill Snyder makes 1.8 because he chooses to make 1.8. Bill Snyder could make basically any amount that he wants to. He just does not want to put that strain on the university, which just goes into how amazing of a guy he is.
Plus, I want to know, what kind of attorneys do Illinois have? They completely highballed that offer. They didn't even try to negotiate a little bit. Over $3 million for a coach that has spent one year at a Power 5 school, and they got knocked out in the first round of the tournament.
I agree. I agree that they probably wouldn't have had to pay that, given what we have found out about the state of the relationship between Brad Underwood and Oklahoma State Athletic Director Mike Holder. That's been maybe the most interesting portion of this entire story, is the news getting out that Underwood agreed to come to Oklahoma State and do it for really cheap, as long as if the team won in his first year, they would renegotiate after the season. And it appeared, at least from the reports that have come out, that Mike Holder, Oklahoma State's AD, was kind of bluffing at that and actually had no intent on renegotiating a deal to give Brad Underwood a raise. That's a terrible look for Oklahoma State, in my opinion. They had a coach there that, as far as anyone could tell, was going to make Oklahoma State relevant in basketball for quite a long time, and they let him get away because the athletic director wasn't willing to give him a raise after he was only making, like, what was it, $600,000 or $650,000, something like that. That's not a great look, and Oklahoma State fans are very upset about it, and I think for very good reason. As far as the success that Brad Underwood may have at Illinois, I think that it's a decent spot for him. It may be a little bit more, there may be a little bit more pressure on him now, because he has, he's never had to develop his own talent at a Power 5 school before. He will have more access to better recruiting. He's got Chicago in his backyard. He's not competing with another school in the state of Illinois. There are more good basketball schools in the Big Ten than there are in the Big 12, in my opinion, so he does have that to deal with. But overall, I think that he will have a fair amount of success at Illinois. The question is he going to do it quickly enough and have enough success that it validates what Illinois has given up to get him? And that's what we're going to have to wait and see. But so far, Brad Underwood's career has basically put everyone in a position where you have to believe that he's going to get it done one way or another, because he's just done such a good job everywhere that he has been thus far. So we will wait and see on things at Illinois, and if K-State may have a chance to get in the mix with him at some point in time. I think that it's not extremely unlikely, nor is it extremely likely. It's somewhere in the middle that we may see him return to Manhattan at some point in time, but don't bank on it happening in the next couple of seasons. Going to head to our next break. We will have You Can't Be Serious and Jabroni of the Week to finish off the show in about 10 minutes or so. When we come back, I'm just now seeing this from the Kansas City Star. If you're a KU fan, first of all, you're probably listening to the wrong show. But second of all, good luck getting tickets to the Sweet 16 at Sprint Center this weekend. I'll tell you how crazy the prices are getting coming up next.